Welcome to the debate. Today, we're looking at a really fascinating engineering problem that comes from the technical specs for a crucial piece of data center infrastructure, the Maxis metal ceiling grid systems.
Right. And we have three of them, Maxis L, M, and S. And these things are, they're designed to bear some really heavy loads. We're talking cable trays, bus bars, even hot aisle containment structures.
Exactly. Everything that a modern data center needs hanging overhead. But what makes this a real debate is the tiered structure of the products themselves.
It is. It's so compelling because you have these three systems. They all share identical module sizes. You know, the standard 600 by 600, 1200 by 600, and so on. And they all meet these really important functional criteria. They're all airtight, dustproof, and you can attach infrastructure directly to them with standard M8 and M10 rods.
And yet, despite all that functional symmetry, their load capacities are just radically different. The L system handles a maximum uniform load of 5 kilonewtons, M is at 3.5, and S is down at only 2 kilonewtons.
That's a huge spread.
It's a 150% difference from top to bottom, and that right there is where the debate lies, especially because all three specify the exact same maximum deflection limit of 10 millimeters under load. That 10 millimeters is the hard stop.
So I think the central question for us today is this. Given how data center loads are only getting denser and more dynamic, does sound engineering just mandate defaulting to the highest capacity system? Do you just pick the 5 kilonewton Maxis L for future-proofing and security?
Well, I'm going to argue that yes, it does. In fact, I'd say the MXSLL is the only responsible engineering choice for any build that's meant to last. That 5 kilonewton capacity, it really needs to be the baseline standard.
And I'm going to argue for optimized sufficiency. I think the engineering choice has to be precise. Overspecifying capacity is, frankly, an inefficient allocation of resources. If a data center's needs, current and calculated future needs, are met by the 2 kilonewton S or the 3.5 M, then selecting that sufficient system is the superior and more justified engineering decision.
The source material is very clear that these systems support large quantities of equipment. And, you know, we're not just talking about a few Cat 6 cables anymore. We're talking about heavy, rigid bus bar power distribution systems, which are becoming common, and the frameworks you need for aisle containment. And that's before we even consider things like liquid cooling loops, which add a significant, often unanticipated weight overhead.
Mm.
The numbers really speak for themselves here on the safety margin. If you choose Maxis M at 3.5 kilonewton, you have absolutely zero margin left the second your requirements tick over that line. Maxis L gives you a 43% buffer over M and a really substantial 150% over S. This isn't a luxury. It's the difference between a system that limits your strategic evolution and one that enables it. The marginal cost you save today on a lower spec system is just, it's dwarfed by the potential cost of reinforcing that ceiling grid 5 or 7 years from now, when the load inevitably creeps past that 3.5 kilonewton mark. Future-proofing is risk mitigation.
That whole argument assumes a kind of universal volatility, but a lot of data center applications, I'm thinking of fixed capacity enterprise centers or, you know, edge deployments, they have very clearly defined load profiles that stay pretty stable over time. I'm coming at this from more of a, let's say, lean construction philosophy. You maximize value and you eliminate waste.
Okay.
And while the capacity is different, the features that define the system's day-to-day usability are shared across all three variants. That's a huge point. Every single one uses the same quick lock bracket suspension and the same lay-on plus clip-in mechanism. This means L, M, and S offer the exact same level of access for maintenance crews, tool-free, quick, efficient. Yes, handling the load is important, but being able to actually maintain the infrastructure hanging from it is just as vital for uptime.
Sure, but...
And so if an organization does a comprehensive load calculation and they factor in current cable weight, future bus bars, containment, all of it, and the total load peaks at, say, 2.3 kilonewtons, then specifying the Maxis M at 3.5 is a precise, optimized engineering decision. If the need is only 1.8 kilonewtons, Maxis S is perfectly sufficient. The manufacturer designed M and S to be purpose-built for specific calculated tolerances. Mandating L across the board is just wasting material and capital on capacity that might never ever be used.
Okay, but let's push on that point about the interface being common. If all those functional benefits, the quick access, cutting-edge panels on site, the M8 and M10 attachments, if those are all shared, why are we ignoring the core structural distinction? You're suggesting that capacity is just a, quote, tolerance factor. But in a high-density environment, or maybe a seismic zone, structural integrity is everything. The system's entire purpose is load support. The accessibility is, well, it's a secondary operational benefit.
I'd frame it a different way. The core user benefit from a day-to-day operation standpoint is that modularity and maintainability. The end user benefits from the lower cost of an S or M system while getting 100% of the high utility assembly and maintenance features. The 5K in capacity is a tolerance factor that you add on top of that standardized utility.
I'm not convinced by that because we have to prioritize reliability under stress. The material is explicit. These systems support heavy equipment with direct M8 or M10 threaded rod attachments. A rod is only as strong as its anchor point. The fact that the Maxi-L's components are fundamentally built to handle 5 kilonewtons proves they are just significantly more robust. This ensures the reliability and long-term stability of those anchor points, even under vibration or shifting loads. If the main project requirement is supporting high-density power and cooling, the L system is the only one that truly guarantees that anchor integrity.
All right, let's dig into the component specs for a second, because I think this really reveals the manufacturer's strategy here. You're right to point out the structural difference comes down to the components. The main and cross grids shift from the DC2 series in the M&S to the DC5 series in the L. But what does that actually mean?
Well, it means superior material. The jump from DC2 to DC5 signifies a heavier duty profile, probably a thicker gauge of steel or a different geometry in the main load-bearing grids for the L system. That heavier material is what's handling the extra 1.5 to 3 kilonewtons of force. So L is fundamentally a more structurally sound and safer product. It justifies its selection as the baseline, regardless of your current calculation. You're buying structural superiority, not just a bit of extra capacity.
That's a compelling point about material superiority, but what are the true cost implications? Are we talking about a material cost difference that adds 5% to the installation or 50%? Across a 200,000 square foot hyperscale data center, the compounded savings from using the optimized DC2 components instead of the heavier DC5 components, I mean, that could be millions of dollars in unnecessary spending.
It could be.
And look at the standardization. If the grids are different to save cost, why do the assembly instructions for Maxis, the lowest capacity system, explicitly reference using the optional DC5 SC security clip? That clip is prefix DC5. It belongs to the higher capacity family.
That's probably just supply chain standardization for a non-load-bearing accessory.
I don't think it's just a small detail. I think it proves the manufacturer has a real commitment to standardize safety practices across all the load ranges. They've differentiated the primary grids, the DC2 versus the DC5, to achieve cost and material optimization, while keeping the secondary safety components identical. It means M&S aren't inferior. They're just optimized variants, and they meet all the same industry standards like TIAM and BSEN 476 for fire resistance just as reliably as L does. If M or S meets the load calculation, L is just financially unwarranted.
Let's go back to that 10 millimeter deflection limit, because this is where risk management really diverges from simple sufficiency. What is a 10 millimeter deflection? It's the point where structural stability starts to be compromised. It's where alignment issues could start to interfere with bus bar connections or containment seals or even rack placement.
It's the specified limit, yes.
The system just gives you a significantly wider operational envelope, a greater distance before you even begin to approach that critical failure threshold. When you're planning infrastructure that needs to be expanded and altered for decades, building in that structural slack is the only prudent choice. You're buying a margin for unpredictable stress.
Would that approach using the higher rated system just to get a lower utilization percentage, that's an arbitrary safety metric.
you are in effect demanding a higher safety factor than the one that's already engineered into the product and its certification. The 10 millimeter deflection is the certified limit at the maximum load. If Maxxis is compliant with time standards and rated for 2 kilonewtons, then operating it at 1.8 kilonewtons is structurally sound, compliant, and efficient.
I'm not so sure.
By arguing we have to choose L just to operate at 50%, you're essentially questioning the validated engineering of M&S. If those systems are compliant with rigorous standards, which they are, then we should accept that their rated capacity is fit for purpose. The extra capacity of L and its cost becomes an unwarranted premium unless the math explicitly demands it. We have to avoid over-engineering out of what is, essentially, fear.
I'm not arguing out of fear. I'm arguing from experience with load creep. Data center loads almost never decrease. We're not just talking about capacity for today's cable trays. We're talking about accommodating a retrofit for heavier PDUs or an unexpected shift in cooling strategy 5 years from now. When liquid cooling becomes widespread and we start hanging heavy pipework from these ceilings, that 5 kilonewton capacity of L becomes essential insurance. Without it, you force a major, costly remediation project just to innovate.
That assumes future architectures won't need point loading from the structural slab above anyway, which would render even 5 kilonewtons insufficient for some systems. If you've calculated your max load and included a generous safety factor for known plans, then MRS is precise, and precision is engineering excellence.
Precision is admirable, but reliability dictates prudence. The difference in material cost between S and L, it's often just a rounding error compared to the labor and downtime of reinforcing a load-limited ceiling 5 years into its life. The 5 kilonewton system provides the lowest long-term operational risk. That makes it the superior investment.
And I think that's the core philosophical difference here. To summarize my view, sound engineering relies on optimized specification, not blanket over-specification. The manufacturer gave us 3 functionally equivalent systems for access and maintenance. The choice comes down to precision. If the project needs 2 or 3.5 kilonewtons, MXS or M is the precise, cost-effective solution. Wasting capital on unused capacity is just a poor strategic choice.
And to reiterate my position, in the volatile, high-density environment of a modern data center, the robust capacity of Maxxis L at 5 kilonewtons is an essential part of risk mitigation. It provides the crucial margin to absorb unforeseen load creep, maintain integrity far from that 10 millimeter deflection limit, and ensure maximum compatibility with future tech. The highest capacity profile is simply the most prudent decision, regardless of the current load calculation.
This whole discussion really does highlight the deliberate tiered solution that the manufacturer is offering. It forces the engineering team to make a foundational strategic decision. Do you prioritize maximum future flexibility at a higher initial cost, or do you prioritize resource optimization and precision right now?
Exactly. And the difference between those DC5 and DC2 component profiles, that's the physical manifestation of that very decision. It makes the choice between L, M, and S far more consequential than it looks on a simple material list. It demands very careful, very long-term strategic planning.